Harris hit a sack. Kenny Clark got there first.
In fact, Kenny Clark made the hit.
Kenny, whenever Mike McCarthy talked about you this past season, he didn't say you took a second-year jump. He said you took a second-year leap, yeah, as in real big.
Yeah.
Any particular factors involved in that leap?
I was just motivated to you know, be good this year. Just wanted to improve off of my rookie year. And I'm just working hard, being coachable, and just playing football as I know how.
Kenny, you're just 22 years old, and yet you've already got 2 years in the NFL under your belt. Do you look at that age thing, being young for your class, do you look at that as a positive, a real advantage?
Yeah. You talk to coaches all the time, and most of them say you usually don't get your strength till 25, 26.
Guys, you're pretty darn strong,
yeah,
right now.
And guys don't usually hit their primes until they're 25, 26. So, yeah, I'm excited to be doing good as I am. At 22 years old, and hopefully I can just keep building on that. And by the time I hit 25, 26, and hopefully be in my prime, I can
look out.
Yeah, dominating.
Kenny, not many guys who play where you play inside ring up a lot of tackles, and yet you are one of the Packers' top five tacklers. How do you stay so active, considering where you're playing?
I was just releasing off blocks. I mean, practice, I'm always fitting up and playing with leverage, staying low, being able to run and being able to hit. When I say run and hit, I mean chasing plays down or just playing with great energy. That's it. That's always a way to make more plays as a nose tackle and to put more film on. So I'm just trying to run, you know, I'm trying to hit, and just fitting up and make tackles and playing with great leverage.
Play action, Winston back to throw, pump fakes once, now he's hit, and he gives up the football, and it's taken on the play, down the left sideline.
Kenny, over this past season, you registered your first career sack, and it was a big deal. Forced fumble, Dean Lowry scores a touchdown, all that good stuff. Was that a giant moment for you, the first career sack?
Yeah, anytime, you know, you get a sack and then it's going for a touchdown, and especially when the guy that gets the touchdown is in your room, and that being my first sack, that was great.
After you broke the ice, so to speak, getting your first sack, you kind of went on a sack frenzy,
yeah,
during the last month or so of the season. What was going on there? What enabled you to do that?
Being coachable and throughout the year, just learning more stuff about pass rush and just getting better in the drills and stuff like that, and then just applying it on the field, knowing how the guys rush around me and stuff like that, and playing off of how they rush. And a lot of times I'm in the middle all the time, and I'm rushing, I got to figure out some things to get myself around. So just knowing the guys around me, knowing Mike, knowing Clay, and Fackrell and those guys, and getting around them and doing stuff like that.
Sub scrambles, hit and sack. That's the stop they needed. Kenny Clark made the hit along with Clay Matthews.
What was good and not so good about the overall defensive performance this past season?
I feel like we played hard at all times, played with great energy. I feel like we fought. It's just at times we let plays get away from us and never get off the field on third down, or we couldn't stop people in the red zone. Those are all things that we have to improve on. And because the first and second down, we'll be winning. And it'd be third and 11 sometime, and we weren't never able to get off the field that time. So those are things that we have to improve on going into next season.
Obviously a huge step for Kenny Clark this past season. What are you going to be thinking about as you get ready during the off season for next season?
Always figuring out a way to be more consistent, keep working on my pass rush. That'll help me take another step in my game. Just try to be more versatile in the scheme, being able to play a three tech, being able to play nose and stuff like that. After this year, I'll probably expect like more people to not necessarily game plan, but do certain things to, I've been seeing that a lot lately, where some people are doing certain things to kind of get me off my game or try to like restrict what I'm trying to do. And just trying to find a way to adjust to that type of stuff and still be able to make plays and contribute at a high level for our team.